Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Great day for the Eagles. I wouldn't say a great day of NFL football yesterday. A lot of blowouts yesterday. Some lopsided games. We do have a few things to unpack here as we go around the NFL. We'll get back to all your phone calls on all these topics in just a couple minutes. First, can we start with a potential Tom Brady slip-up during the Eagles-Giants yesterday?
It's not potential. I mean,
wait a minute, Tom Brady slip-up?
Well, I mean, Tom, he fancies himself a professional, and maybe he isn't quite the pro he says. Let's listen to Brady yesterday. He may have said something he shouldn't on the airwaves.
It's like the D-line's almost there to get him, and then nope, he just squirts away, and they can't just like that. So.
Tom.
Man. Is that an F-bomb?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are wrong for that, Tom.
You think he even gets a call from the bosses like Tom, or they let it go?
Hey, they're like, hey, Tom, you know what? You know, you really can't say that, bro. You know, probably get one of those.
It's a little formality. Like, yeah, hey, Tom, you know what you did.
Well, it wasn't the only thing on Fox that kind of made your eyebrows get raised. Let's listen to the pregame show. Terry Bradshaw talking about trying to talk to Andy Reid, but I guess a mix-up in his phone.
But the thing that I would worry about more so in Washington is the other day I text Andy Reid and I got a text back and I thought it was Andy Reid, but it was some guy selling pigs, but I sounded good. I shouldn't have told y'all that, so y'all would have thought I actually talked to Andy Reid, but I didn't.
I like how he workshopped that in his head. He was in stream of consciousness with that one. Yeah, you probably shouldn't have
talked
about it.
I'm not really sure how much longer we're going to do the Terry Bradshaw thing on the pregame show.
He about done.
You're starting the clock on Terry after that.
Hold on. That wasn't a coherent thought.
No,
you're talking
about
Washington texting Andy Reid, some guy that sells pigs?
No, none of that was of any relevance whatsoever. No. I just
his co-host looked at him like, dude,
he's cooked.
I mean, he is 77.
Terry is cooked.
Yeah, I think we're transitioning away from the Terry Bradshaw thing.
Yeah, he's about to go. He had a nice run.
We don't mean he has to go to the upper room. I just mean maybe off TV.
That's what I know.
No, he had a great
run
on television. Yeah.
Yeah, he's about to go. It's so crazy.
It's probably about time we move off the Terry Bradshaw thing. That show needs a little bit spiced up a little bit. All right. Couple other things from in the NFL on the field yesterday. Hugh Douglas, you called it. You call a big upset every week, and a blind squirrel found a nut yesterday. Your New York Jets. Your Jets, Hugh. Off the snot.
I was so surprised at that game because we were watching it because it was on the same time our game was on.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron was having a rough one. They were having a rough one. They were down to Cincinnati.
They're mostly rough ones for the Jets.
Yeah, and to get a win, man. Hopefully, this is just one of many to come.
Well, it's come on.
You know,
this year.
I mean, you know, yeah, this, you know, maybe it only takes one. As I look at the Jets.
Yeah, I think it's probably one of three.
I know they got Miami coming up again.
Yeah, they could beat them.
They got Miami coming up again. Yeah. They have, They got the Browns. I knew they were going to win one of those.
Do you want them to surpass your Jets?
I want him to do well, man. I'm really rooting for him to do well because you know how it is, especially up in a major market like that. They're probably killing him talking about he was the wrong guy for the job and all this other
stuff. I actually thought he did a good job yesterday. He went for two when they were down 15, yeah, and they got it, and that set them up to basically win
at
the
end. I want him to do well, man. He got the Bills, the last – oh, yeah, Bills. He got the Saints. They could probably get two more wins off this – about three more wins, four.
Let's not get crazy now.
Well, they got the Falcons. the Falcons are falconing.
Falcons,
you know, no disrespect.
Falcons lost to Miami.
Penix was out.
Yeah. Man, listen.
Kirk Cousins
ain't nobody, wasn't nobody
cooked.
Trying to hear that. You got the backup came in.
Kirk stinks. Come on.
No, he does. Totally he does. He does, but he could have. You couldn't beat Miami?
He got dragged by Miami.
That, you couldn't beat Miami,
that,
no
that
dog.
That is bad.
Yeah. No, Kirk Cousins.
I mean, to lose as badly as they did in Miami, you're
it's
right.
Over.
It looked like it was a nice weather, though, down in A.
They were in the dome.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, outside.
We don't really care about that.
We always have to do anything.
I'm just saying it, you know. Kind of helps soften the blow a little bit.
Does it
gotta,
really?
You got to walk outside to
if the Eagles, you know, us to the Miami Dolphins, we'd be like, well, at least it's unseasonably warm.
Well, is it in Miami?
No, I'm saying, but you're saying the weather.
I'm just saying, if we were in Miami,
you're painting a picture of a sports town who doesn't care that
much. Yeah, that's how you know it's a fraud town.
No, I'm just saying, at least it's, you might be like, well, we got to ask people, at least we're in Miami. Mm.
No fan with any self-respect is doing that.
But imagine if we got a call, Eagles lost, but it's unseasonably warm.
I could see Hugh doing that.
I could.
Because, like, okay, let's workshop this. Okay, if the Eagles lose.
No.
You're probably going to go to King of Diamonds or you're probably going to go to South Beach or somewhere. So that'll help soften the blow a little bit. Help you feel better.
I don't think
it's
so.
Not going to make you feel great.
I don't think that works like that.
But it'll help you feel a little bit better.
Okay. Last thing.
Nobody listening agrees with you.
There's a few people that listen. King of Diamonds.
People that don't care.
Sunday night football last night. Packers beat up the Pittsburgh Steelers, who the Steelers had a fraud look to them earlier. I'm not surprised they're coming back to earth, but... Hugh, the Packers are next up for us. Now they have a game in between, right? We have the bye week. They play this Sunday at home against the Carolina Panthers. They're big favorites in the game. So I'm going to guess the Packers are going to be, what, 6-1-1 entering that game? They're 5-1-1 right now, I believe. Hugh, I think we're going to be underdogs to the Packers in 2 weeks. You with me, or you think the Eagles are favored in that game?
I think the Eagles will be favored.
I don't think so.
I think so. You know, with the bye, who the Packers got coming up this week?
They have Carolina.
Carolina.
So they'll probably be 6-1-1. We'll be 6-2 entering the game.
I know Carolina put up a pretty decent fight yesterday.
No, they didn't.
They were pretty decent.
They lost like 47.
I mean, it was like, in the beginning, it was decent. It started out strong.
What is wrong with you today?
What are you talking about? They didn't start out strong.
We're fine to put up a decent fight. They lost by 31 points.
They gave up like 300 yards rushing.
Like initially when the game started.
No, there's no initially. Come on.
Hold on a second. They lost 40-9. Let me look at the stats.
Wait a minute. You know what it was?
There's no putting up a good fight when you lose by 31.
410 to 244.
You know what it was? I thought the uniforms were nice.
All right. What are we doing?
I was like, oh, that's some nice uniforms.
So that's why the Eagles are going to be favored? Because the Panthers uniforms?
I think that because, seriously, I think they're going to have trouble with the Carolina Panthers. Don't ask me why.
Okay.
I think they're going to have trouble with the Carolina Panthers. And they've already got, they got one tie. So they need to win this. They got a tie this year against the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right. It's their only.
And yeah, they got one loss.
They're 5-1-1.
Yeah, 5-1-1. I think the Eagles will be favored in that game.
I think we
even
are.
Even though it's in Lambeau.
Early prediction, we are 2.5-point dogs.
Yeah. I got to wait to see what uniforms the Panthers are wearing next week.
I know you're making fun of me, but the uniform does matter. Does matter.
I do think you can tell early on if a team's going to lose based on their uniform. Like, if it's really ugly, it's over.
The Chargers, what they had on them, yellow, bright yellow.
Well, and last night with the Steelers. Yeah,
the urine yellows.
That's terrible. Yeah, the urine yellows are the worst. Yeah, you know it's over. Anyway, so you think the Eagles are favored in Green Bay over at
Lambeau Field.
6-1-1 team.
Yeah, because of the uniforms.
Yeah.
2.5-point dogs is the early prediction. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's go to OG Wade, who's up on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, what's going on?
Hey, listen, man. I think the camaraderie on this football team right now from yesterday was like night and day. If you look at Jalen Hurts's, he's in the end zone doing handshake things with Dallas Goedert. He on the sideline chuckling it up with the Jahan Dotson. When Jalen had a perfect damn day. Was on that damn bench looking like it was like the Giants game the last time they played, you know, and I think it's something to be said about chemistry. And I think people hear everything with AJ Brown is like, well, you know who AJ is. Why does it have to be you have to accept with the ills of AJ that affects the rest of the team? You know, so when Jalen talk about the collective, when he was asked about that, he said, yeah, we prepped for this question. Mm-hmm. But I'm more concerned. I'm focused on the collective.
Well, I agree with, I felt the same thing on the sidelines, the demeanor of the team. It was like a weight was lifted off their shoulders. Let's just go play the game and throw to the open man and move the football. And it was not about anyone's particular feelings yesterday. Just win.
Yeah, and I think that what we have to do, be able to do, except as a fan base, is except when something's not right for something. You know what I'm saying? Like, A.J. Brown, great receiver. I don't know what kind of guy he is or whatever, but you don't have to say we can't afford to get rid of A.J. because of his talent. Yes, you can. Tennessee did. Everything he did to get traded from Tennessee, he's doing here. So what the hell do you want? You know what I'm saying? Like, I can like you from afar. I like A.J. as a wide receiver. I really do. I like his talent. But what I don't like is the fact that you go and get the Twitter fingers and pillow talking about another man when that's all you got to do is talk to him. I mean, Jahan Dotson spent more time with Jalen Hurts in the offseason than A.J. Brown did. Is there something wrong with that picture?
Of course there is, OG Wade. And you mentioned this, and you know, AJ's talking about needing a quarterback to throw to. Throw with Jalen Hurts. OG, we appreciate it. I don't think anything's wrong there. And there was a part of the broadcast yesterday where Tom Brady was discussing, and maybe I'm reading between the lines, he did not say this came from Jalen Hurts. He just said people around the team talk about how great Jahan Dotson is. He's not a guy that gets the ball off him, but he never complains. And like, it was hard not to hear that and think, well, obviously, that's because there is someone around here that does complain. That, like,
well,
it's,
that was
it's refreshing that someone in that room is not complaining.
That was the narrative.
Yeah.
I mean, because for you to make that emphasis in the broadcast, and we know what we know here in Philadelphia, that was definitely a jab. That was a jab at AJ. No question about that. It was one of those things where, you know, you're doing your show prep. Or whatever you're doing for the prepping for the game.
Yeah, the production.
And you say, yeah, the production. And you say, hey, so what's going on, AJ? Well, you know, he's not happy. Da 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 da. Well, you know, Jahan's out there doing his thing. You know, Jahan's out there saying this, that, and the third. So yeah, that directly came from somebody that's involved with this situation.
J Dog in Douglasville's up. What's up, J Dog?
Hey guys, how you guys doing?
What's up, good, J Dog. What's up?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. So yeah, just a couple of thoughts and questions. So. I don't think the Eagles are 100% there. I think they're getting there. I think they're about 80% there. I think, you know, my thoughts are once we get Nolan Smith back, Juergens, I think Howie has to make a move. He needs to get a corner to replace Isaiah Rodgers. Should have never, done that, not signed him. But I think we need another pass rusher. I think maybe Trey Henderson would help. I think we're getting there. I think, they helped with the trenches. That was our problem. Couldn't stop the run. Couldn't get after a quarterback. I think they're doing, they did a lot better. But I had a question for you guys. I'm a little confused. Are you guys talking about Antonio Brown or A.J. Brown?
A.J. Brown.
Well, I'm just joking.
I get it. Diva Brown, wide receiver.
I mean, like, this guy mean tweets out there, and, he wants the ball. And he's somewhat of a prima donna, but let's get it straight. You're not winning a Super Bowl this year without A.J. Brown. You're not. I mean, let's take a look. We're definitely probably going to be facing Kansas City in the Super Bowl, my thoughts. And their team is high-powered. You got Rashid Rice. And without A.J. Brown, if you think Jahan Dotson is going to do anything to help us as far as, like, competing with A.J. Brown, there's just no way. I mean, and who would you who is out there, any receiver that would even be able to even come near replacing A.J. Brown that could actually take a game?
Well,
over?
Within the season, J. Dog, there's probably not a receiver they could get within the season that is similar to his talent. J. Dog, good phone call. We appreciate it. The one thing I would say is when the Eagles say, and Jeff Lurie was quoted this last week, he was saying they'll do what's best for the team. Right now, the Eagles don't only think about the present. They think about the present and the future. Right? They try to marry those two things. That's why you always talk about how many draft picks are you willing to give up for this player, right? Because it's not only about right now. I don't think AJ is going to end up traded. I'm just telling you right now, if someone came to them with a first-round pick between now and next Tuesday, they clearly would think about it, even if it makes the team for this year worse, because that first-round pick makes the next 4 years, 5 years better.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it like, you know, there are more receivers, it feels like, that come into the NFL and make their bones quicker nowadays.
I agree.
Especially when you talk about the way that they're used. The receiver down there and the Ohio State receiver in Tampa Bay.
Ibuka,
the way he's playing right now.
Yeah.
So I hear what you're saying when you're calling in saying that, but if given opportunity, who knows who could step up and shine? And Smitty, like, listening to the broadcast yesterday, Smitty was getting a lot of love. And rightfully so, because he's a hell of a receiver. But when things like this happen, you just have to listen to the narrative and how it's being talked about. So that's not me saying that AJ is going to be gone, but it's a narrative where other guys are getting a chance to shine a little bit, and you can see things a little bit differently. And we do need a pass rusher, and we need a good one. We don't need, like we had, what's his name, Za'Darius Smith. Yeah, I was about to kill his name.
You nailed it, though.
Yeah,
you nailed
I was about
it.
To kill
it's
it.
Good.
But we had him, and he decided to retire. We got Brandon. Brandon's a good locker room piece, and he's gonna be a contributor. Don't want to diminish what Brandon brings to the table. But when you look at the pass rushes that we need, and Nolan Smith is going to come back, we're still talking about bolstering that pass rush.
Yeah, and Jellicks was good yesterday. But again,
we're still talking about bolstering that. So if somebody calls with a decent offer for a pass rusher, I think they might entertain that.
Yeah, and I think this has come up a good amount the last 2 weeks, and I think it's good to remember. I imagine there was a lot of people in Buffalo when the Bills moved off of Stephon Diggs and said this doesn't make us better. Josh Allen and the Bills offense have been at their best since Stephon Diggs left. And they haven't replaced him with another player you would call Stephon Diggs' level. I mean, look at the guys they have. Khalil Shakir. They drafted Keon Coleman, and he's coming
he's
along.
Okay, but he's not
Stephon Diggs, yeah. Right? I mean, they've done it with committee. They've done it with spreading the football. Now, I think it's fair to know that Josh Allen, I have on a higher tier than Jalen Hurts, but Jalen's not that far behind, right? If I have Josh Allen as the second-best quarterback, Hurts, I agree with Mike Mayock last week. You know, you kind of pencil him in that next group, 5 to 13. He was in my top 10 last week. Jalen was a top 10 quarterback last year. Like, he resides in that 10-ish range, and you just give
and
or
that's
take.
Okay.
It's fine. Yeah. It's more than
it's,
fine.
It's not okay.
Well, it is fine. Everyone's got to relax.
Yeah, it's
but, like, Jalen's good enough. If you trust Jalen, and in the way people talk about him, I think a lot of people here trust him, then you could trust that he could evolve his game if they move off A.J. Brown. Again, I think on this one, I'm going to give the Eagles the benefit of the doubt. If they think they could get through this season with AJ and they could make this work again, I trust them. But if they trade him by next Tuesday, you're not going to hear me saying the season's over. I'm not going to do it because I trust the Eagles. I mean, I remember sitting here 5 years ago when I said the day they traded Carson Wentz was going to end up a good day for the organization. Everyone said they'll never recover from this. Eagles find a way to recover. There's been a lot of players here that move in and move out. And the franchise keeps going. Fred in Wilmington. What's up, Fred?
Fred.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fred. Fred going once, Fred going twice. Oh, I heard Fred. Fred, what's up?
I'm here. Let me disconnect my AirPod. I'm sorry.
All right.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ain't got nothing to do.
It's live.
All right.
Hey, Fred. What's up?
Hello.
Hello.
All right. Well, I just want to say a couple of things. I feel like the Philadelphia fans, we should all relax and stop trying to get rid of A.J. Brown. Stop trying to write him off. Mm-hmm. He's still a prime NFL player.
Wait a minute, Fred. Before I'm going to let you speak, but just help me out a little bit. How are we trying to run AJ out of town?
Because I get like the tweets and all that.
No. I'm not asking you to get nothing. I'm asking you to tell me what am I doing to run AJ out of town? No, let's have this conversation. What am I doing to run him out of town?
By trying to just portray him as a bad guy. Like,
how am I portraying him? Wait a minute, Fred. Now you answer the question with another question. How about treating him like a bad guy, though?
Because he's complaining about getting the ball.
Wait a minute. Now we're getting somewhere because he's what?
He's complaining. You can complain when you're a top tier receiver in the league and you're not getting the ball and your offense is not playing well.
Okay, so what am I supposed to
a great player.
He's a great player. I'm a sports analyst. What am I supposed to do when he does that?
I get it. I'm not saying.
No, you're not answering the question, Fred. Joe, am I allowed to treat this caller as hostile?
Yes, you are.
Fred, I'm asking specific questions. You're not answering them for me, bro. What am I supposed to do when he does that if I'm a sports analyst? So why are you mad at me for doing my job?
And you can't complain when he's complaining about not.
Why
the
not?
Not doing.
Okay, Fred, let me ask you this question.
He can't do his job if the offensive line is not
Fred,
doing
let me
their
ask
job.
You. Let me take you back to when you're hanging out with your friends at the bar and you're watching the Eagles game and AJ drops the ball. What do you do? If AJ drops a catchable pass, what do you do? Complain about him not doing his job.
I give him another chance to take.
Oh my
back
God! All right, then, Fred. You know what? I can't have conversations with people.
You don't hop on Jalen Hurts back and say, "Oh my God, trade Jalen Hurts."
First
when
of
he
all,
plays bad.
I don't hop on Jalen Hurts back. I do not do that. Second of all, if
that's
I'm talking, I critique. I critique. Like, listen, this must be your first day listening because I critique everybody. I'm an equal opportunity critiquer. I critique everything. So what are you saying? Like answer me the question. How am I? You still ain't answering the question.
Okay.
How am I
I'm
trying to run him out of town?
You can't say trade AJ and not say trade Jalen Hurts when he
plays
bad.
Hold on. Time out, Fred. Yes, I can. Because one is a quarterback and one is a wide receiver. There is one is a way more replaceable position than the other. I mean, it's not even close. The team will go on without AJ Brown. If they trade Jalen Hurts, they need a viable other option. They don't have one. What are you talking about?
Who are we going to replace AJ Brown with?
They scored 38 points yesterday, Fred. He wasn't
against
on the field. Fred, hold on. I think we need to recalibrate. If you think he's still the player he was 2 years ago, your eyes are lying to you, man. He came into this past week 30th in catches in the NFL. He's not dominating the league like you think he is. So the number one receiver on this football team is DeVonta Smith. That's the new number one receiver on the Eagles.
I kind of agree with that.
Well, then okay.
Because
so hold on. If the number two receiver is expensive and loud, I don't need to do expensive and loud. And Fred, I don't want to get rid of him, but I'm not keeping him hostage here if he doesn't want to be here. Fred, the day they trade AJ, and he's going to be traded at some point. The day they trade AJ, it's because AJ doesn't want to be here. I haven't met an Eagles fan who wants to get rid of good players. Like, none of us want to get rid of good players, but I can't help it if he's unhappy.
Good talk, Fred.
I get that. And I feel like, I get you guys' point, 100%. But I'm just saying, as a whole fan organization, we need to give our players time to adapt. Like, it's a whole – Saquon didn't start off how we wanted him to start off. We didn't jump off, Saquon, we have to relax.
Well,
guess why we didn't do that?
Because he's not complaining.
Because Saquon didn't say nothing.
Yeah, and Fred, good phone call. But this isn't about production. I think, if it was just about, hey, AJ's having a down year, Julio says maybe they're better off without him, that's not what has happened here. It's not about production, right? We give plenty of players time to kind of find their level. This is about his attitude. I mean, like, that's what's going on here. This has been going... This is a distraction within their locker room. Jalen Hurts said last week he is prepped. They give to him AJ Brown's social media posts. He's prepped on them so he can answer questions about them. Like, you guys realize how silly this is, right? Like, that fact that the quarterback has to be prepped on the nonsense coming from the wide receiver. So that's on them. That's not on us. All right, 215-592-9494 for a Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PI Dentalcenter.com. Couple polls today up here at the Midday Show account. Bryce Harper's comments this weekend were soft or justified? What do you think the voting came down on that?
Justified.
56% soft.
Seriously.
43.5% justified. We also had one up early in the show. Are the Eagles fully back? 61% yes on that. So people are feeling good here. All right. We had a couple things to hit on the other side. One, there's been a trade in the NFL. A defensive player that the Eagles could have had interest in is already on the move to another NFC contender. We'll tell you about that. And some odds I'll be keeping an eye on as we go forward here. Something that is sneaking up on everyone in the betting market with the Eagles. That's next. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
With football in full swing, you guys have heard me talk about my partnership with Fanatics Sportsbook and their one-of-a-kind fair play injury protection. There's no better place to bet than with Fanatics Sportsbook, and Sunday afternoon proves my point. New York and Philly, boom, star rookie running back goes down in the second quarter with an injury. Fanatics Fair Play voided all pro player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same game parlays instantly. Some books protect you from the bets in the first quarter. Some do nothing. But at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets every football game day. I got the numbers here to prove it, folks. Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy saved 30% of SGPs. Don't wait for a bad beat with other books. Bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hurts in the gun. Motion. Gibson. Right to left. Hurts. Gives it off. No fakes. He fires. Complete. Touchdown, Dallas Goedert. His second of the game.
Great play call. So this play has multiple options. He gives the dive. It's play action. He puts it in the belly of the running back. Nope, I don't want you to have it. He pulls it out. He has the option to keep or throw it to Dallas Goedert. There's a miscommunication in the secondary of the Giants. He hits Goedert for an easy touchdown.
Heck of a day for Jalen Hurts yesterday. It's been a heck of a few weeks. And really, when you add it up, quite the season he's putting together here. Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Hugh Douglas, do we have ourselves an NFL MVP candidate in Jalen Hurts? So after yesterday, 15 passing touchdowns, one interception, 20 total touchdowns on the season to just two turnovers. Is this a real MVP candidate? Honest to goodness one? Maybe. What are you feeling on the MVP train for Jalen Hurts?
I think that since Jalen's here, that's how we're going to feel. But I think nationally with the numbers that he's put up, mm-hmm. I mean, he's been playing well the last couple of weeks. I don't think that he'll be legit. He'll be a legit threat of it at that. For the MVP this year.
So he's, based on the odds, he's not right now. Now, I will say this. If he keeps doing what he did the last 2 weeks, that's going to change, right? Like, if he keeps playing like this, he's going to push his way into the conversation. So I think a lot of people watched yesterday and said, oh, his odds are going to change. They didn't. It was 22-1 entering yesterday. He's 22-1 right now. And I'm looking at the names ahead of him, and I kind of understand it, right? It's Mahomes. It's Allen. Drake May.
Where's Daniel Jones at on that MVP thing?
So Matthew Stafford is 4. Jordan Love, 5. Daniel Jones at 16-1 is tied with Jordan Love. Goff, Baker, Jonathan Taylor, then Jalen Hurts. I guess that puts Hurts 10th right now in MVP odds. Mm-hmm. If you think he's going to keep doing this, 22-1 is a pretty good number to get him at. You think this is, like, you know, he said yesterday this is just the beginning, or it's just the start, whatever he said. Like, if you think this is just the beginning, Kyle, for the Eagles offense, 22-1 is a good number.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth a flyer on at that price. I guess the thing that I'd be worried about is, and this is kind of, it's the whole story with Hurts and the passing offense, is the inconsistency. Mm-hmm. And inconsistency means that you have great games like this, but it also means that you have You have bad ones or ones that looked a lot more like it did at times last season and the beginning of this year. So we'll see. I mean, plus 2,200. I don't see why, if you're an Eagles fan, you wouldn't want to have some fun and put some money on that.
Well, and if you think they're going to win each of the next two games, then their chance to be the one seed go skyrocket.
No question.
And then the number one seed, usually that's where the MVPs come from.
It also does speak to, it's kind of wide open in terms of MVP this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like Patrick Mahomes is leading it, but they started off the season terribly.
And they're not even in first place.
Right.
They won't be even after tonight. I mean, if you had a bet on one right now to win it, who would you bet on? Mahomes? I don't even know if they're going to win their division. Denver 6-2.
Well, Josh could win it again.
Drake May, if the Patriots steal the AFCs, it could be Drake May. He's had an incredible sophomore season in the
NFL. Daniel Jones? You?
I mean, they're averaging 35 points a game.
I mean, yeah, and they were talking about how since, what's her name, Ursay? Since she's been on the sideline, they've been killing it.
Jim Irsay's daughter.
Yeah, she's been on the sideline. They've been killing it.
I will say, if I were a voter, it would hurt him that Jonathan Taylor puts up 3 touchdowns every week.
It reminds me of last year's Eagles, right? Like, Taylor's having a season very similar to what Saquon did last year. I agree, it is wide open. Hurts right now, 22-1. I'm keeping an eye on it. Let's grab Junior in Texas, then we'll tell you about an NFL trade that just went down. It could impact the Eagles here. Junior, what's up, buddy?
Junior.
Good morning, guys. Happy Victory Monday. How are we doing today?
Junior, we're doing great here. What's up?
We're reckless speculating.
Dude, I'm happy. You know, I'm here to push my Jalen Hurts MVP agenda. It's about time we get that train going. Most touchdowns in the league, only one interception, 6-2 off the hardest schedule in the league, at a point where everyone probably thought we would be 500. I want to keep that straight. Everyone thought we would probably be 500 at this point. I think it's incredible. He had a phenomenal game yesterday. And I think it was kind of the Eagles sending a message to A.J. Brown in a way saying, hey, you know, we need you. This is what we can be. Come back, just slide right in, and let's take off and win another Super Bowl. And for the offensive line to play the way they played, that was the most complete game I've seen them play on both sides of the ball, passing and running. The blocks were phenomenal. Everyone looked healthy. And all the reinforcements that we're getting after the bye week, it's going to be great. I really think we're about to make an incredible run here to end the season.
Well, I'll say this, Junior.
That'll be fun.
It feels like they're coming together at the right time. It's the best they've played all year. And if Jalen keeps playing like he has the last couple weeks and they get some help back on defense like Nolan Smith and Brandon coming in, maybe Howie makes a trade for a corner. Yeah, they could really get rolling here because the next few weeks are challenging. But if they can win 2 out of these next 3 and then after that, you know, they get to see the Raiders or Commanders team in December that's not quite as good as we thought, they could get the number one seed, Junior. They could do this.
They really can. And you know, on the run game, there was one play that I saw where they pulled Brett Toth and they had a bounce outside with Saquon. They hadn't done that all season. And I think it had to do with Cam Jurgens, you know, being a little bit hurt and kind of limited to that facet. So when he comes back healthy and you know, Nolan Smith comes back healthy and we're able to do a lot of the things that we did last year, it's going to be a phenomenal run. I'm excited. I'm really excited for these next few games.
Yeah, well, they gave us reason to be excited. That was the best performance of the season. Junior, good phone call. All right, we mentioned a trade that went down. Hugh, the Los Angeles Rams just traded for a corner from the Tennessee Titans. Roger McCreary is headed to the Rams from the Titans. So corner's the spot I want more than anything, and now one of the corners that was available
is off the board. I think he wasn't on your list.
I forget if he made my list or not. I don't think he did.
I know.
You had Snead.
No, you know who McCreary was? McCreary was on that list we talked about from ESPN, right, Fowler?
Okay, gotcha.
So the Rams jumped the market. Not happy about that.
He would have been an upgrade here.
Of course he would have.
And it was for a pick swap.
Oh, that's all they gave? Pick swap. All right, so the Rams enter the trade. There's always a team that tries to jump everyone, and obviously the Rams are the one doing it. So they get themselves a starting corner, Roger McCreary from the Tennessee Titans. We'll see how the Eagles respond. They have, you know, there's two parts of the trade deadline thing here, Hugh. One, we're keeping an eye on the AJ thing, right? It's just to see. But the other part is, like, what is Howie going to add? And it's kind of interesting. We don't have another game, right? So the last information that Howie has is yesterday.
Yeah, and you kind of wonder. And that's why it's not far-fetched to think that, you know, recklessly speculate whether or not you're comfortable with the guys that you have out there on the field and would move on. Because people are calling, like, no question about it, and you need a defensive end. You need somebody that's going to put pressure on the quarterback. So what do you do? Like, if they make you an offer you can't refuse, what do you do?
Yeah, I think if they make Howie an offer he can't refuse, he's going to trade A.J. Brown by next Tuesday. Now, is that offer actually going to come in? Probably not, if I had to guess. And I think they're going to try to just bite their lip and get through this season together. But that's its own thing. The other thing is what they're going to do to upgrade. And I look at corner. I like where the pass rush is right now, and they're getting Nolan Smith back. If they can get another corner, I think this defense really takes off here. Let's go to Peter in Lawrence. What's up, Peter?
Hello, Mr. Giglio. Hello, Mr. Douglas. What's going on, man?
Hello, Mr. Peter. How are you?
My friend who just passed away from cancer used to speak the world about you, Douglas. So I'm calling in honor of him.
Well, that's kind of you. So you speak in their honor for Hugh. Go ahead, Peter.
On A.J. Brown, if they can find someone, I would reluctantly, as a college-educated person in business, try to get something good for him, because you don't need a detrimental player messing up the works for the regular season. And you also have to think about the postseason. So if they can get someone, because the team they have now is Super Bowl caliber. And as for our dear friend, Ms. Bryce Harper, great players have been traded before. Mercer for Bonds, Jackson for Baylor. Anything is possible.
Well, I agree. I mean, Peter, I agree with that. I mean, and I go, I don't think, and Peter, good phone call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. I don't think the Phillies want to trade Bryce Harper. I don't think the Eagles want to trade A.J. Brown. And if I had to guess, neither are going anywhere this season or anything like that. But it's no one's above the team. Like that's the bottom line here. And I think it's football with that more than anything else. No one's above the team.
That feels that way. And I've never heard of a team picking the receiver over the quarterback, if that's the case. Recklessly speculating.
Well, because the quarterback's hard to replace.
Yeah, it's definitely hard to replace the quarterback.
I mean, you're right what you said a few minutes ago. There's receivers that come out of the draft every single season.
It's one perfect example. One that's going to be in town this week for coaching Delaware State. DeSean Jackson was like a third-round draft pick, something like that.
Second.
Yeah, but it was a guy, he was projected to be a higher pick.
Mm-hmm. I think it was his size and whatever else.
Yeah, but he was a phenomenal receiver, sure, man. Was. So it's, they're not saying they're easy to find, but they're more readily available than a quarterback's are.
AJ was a second round pick. Yeah. I mean, AJ's a great player. He's like, I mean, second round pick. You could find receivers throughout the NFL draft. Let's go to we haven't talked to Herb today. Herb in the Northeast. Herb.
What's up, JoJo?
What's going on? Here we go, boy.
Second half is coming, baby.
There we go.
Let's load them up and go after it. Let's go now.
You feeling good, Herb? You feeling good today?
I feel good because I've seen what I've been talking about. Using the tight end inside the red zone, inside the 10-yard line, inside the 5-yard line. Okay? We're making the plays. This is what I want to see out of Goddard. I want to see out of Hurts. This is Super Bowl time.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get this team on a roll. Okay? On the defense is going to get better because we're going to start playing a lot better teams now. And I predict 3-0 in the next three games.
Ooh.
And I predict we're going into Green Bay. Okay? We're going into Green Bay. We know what they got. And we're going to play them bump and run, bump and run, bump and run. Don't mess with us. We're going to strip the ball, fumble. We're going to do everything we did under Andy Reid and Buddy Ryan, we're going to strip the ball and intercept the ball. You understand? That's what we're going to do.
Send the blitz, pressure, Buddy Ryan.
That's the way I play, brother. That's right. Don't mess with me, Hugh Douglas.
I didn't say a word. I'm hot, baby.
I'm hot now.
You're hot like fish grease. Get him.
You want to play with me? Yes, tell him, baby. Tell him.
You heard him.
Yeah, boy.
Tell him, Joe.
Hugh Douglas, my main man.
That's right.
WIP. Yes, sir. I'm down here at H Lot, so I can't see you tonight. You know what I mean?
Are you busy working?
He's working because it's a game tonight.
Sixers game.
Sixers are 2-0.
How about that shot by Grimes to win the game, Herb? That was a big shot the other night.
Sixers got a good team, man. You better watch out.
Edgecombe can play.
They going to run the floor. They push the ball up. 1-2 pass, boom, 3 points, 2 points, whatever. They're going to do it this year.
You're darn right.
Feeling.
What do you think about Embiid complaining about his minutes?
Charles Barkley predicted them to be third in the East last week. Yeah,
that's pretty darn good if they get to third in the East. That's it. We got a lot of good things going on, Herb. We got the Union. We got the Sixers. Flyers won on Saturday. The Eagles. What do you think about Bryce Harper's comments, Herb?
Well, I didn't hear him.
Oh, you missed those?
He was
hurt by Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah, he hurt his feelings.
Oh, yeah. I know about that. That's last week's news.
You're on to today.
It just happened Friday.
Yeah, it was a couple days ago.
Harper, let me tell you about Harper.
The last 2 years,
he's been playing with injury issues here and there.
Right.
Okay? Him and Schwarber, okay? They got to work out with some left-handed pitchers, okay, in the offseason. They know what they got to do.
Sure.
They know what they got to do. If it was me coaching, they would be out there in December, January. I'm not saying they got to go to Clearwater. They can pick their spots where they want to go.
It's kind of cold here in December.
They got to have somebody left-handed pitchers.
Yep.
Throw to them, splitters. Sliders, curves, knuckle curves, this, that.
Are you lefty? Are you a southpaw?
They need some more practice. You understand? To get ready for next year.
It seems like Dombrowski agrees with you when it comes to Bryce Harper. Herb, good phone call. We appreciate it. So I think we covered a good amount there.
Yeah, that was a lot. Good job.
You're his main man on WIP. Did you know that?
I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that.
That got hostile for a second.
I know. Well,
what are you talking about? When?
He said, don't mess with me, Hugh Douglas.
No,
but then he kind of couched it, but he's my main man here.
I'm not paying attention to her.
You're not paying attention to her? Why?
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, he's talking. He can talk. Oh, man.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah, he was talking about a lot of things. He's in Lot H tonight, so he's not going to see you. I guess he meant the players' lounge tonight.
I guess so. Yeah, we're doing a player. We don't know who we got. Do you know who we have? Because you usually know.
This is your show.
but I don't know who we talk. Probably not Jordan Mailata. We'll probably be Landon.
Mailata has his own show at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, he do his own thing. Yeah. Probably Landon Dickerson.
You got to get it together, man.
What do you mean?
Aren't you doing some sort of group chat or email about this?
Reckless speculation Monday. No, I'm not.
Recklessly speculating about who your guest is going to be tonight.
Yeah, we do. We don't know yet.
Someone has to know.
Not yet.
Okay, I imagine someone knows. We can ask.
They'll probably know about time Ike and Spike and Fritz get on the air.
Which is only 15 minutes from now.
Yeah, they'll probably know about it.
Okay, speaking of, let's talk to you people, see what they're up to.
You people. It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
All three of you are washed up.
Yeah.
Does that mean like as talk show hosts or
I guess, or as
in life? Because
in life we're washed.
I mean, we're not that old.
I think I still got a little bit more run left.
I disagree.
I got a nice little run.
We'll get back to you later. just say you hate Jalen Hurts, Joe.
Just say it, Joe.
So today I talked about how the team looks great because Jalen's played great the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. I just said it's wise to bet on 22-1 odds MVP. So where does the hate
Didn't
come
hear
in?
None of that.
Okay, just making sure.
Just
none of that.
Thought he played just really well again yesterday.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of AJ, AJ is listening and laughing at his masterful troll job of WIP.
I'm sure that's
right
what
now.
It is. Yeah. AJ, you know what he's doing? He's vibrating on a higher frequency than all of us.
Yeah, that troll job.
That's right. Awesome. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's pretty annoying. Should we suspend Aaron, by the way, for the Broadway comment? Some people have suggested that might be in order.
Can you confirm it was Broadway?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He said Broadway.
That's on the level of Scataboo with Hugh and who was it? Scataboo with Kristen Middleton?
Middleton mentioning Scataboo. Yeah. Hugh mentioning the Jags.
The Jags, right.
The day after.
It is suspension worthy. We will consider a full suspension.
Broadway is.
Oh, wow. Cool.
But he did release part two of his cartoon this weekend of the Midday Show, in case you guys were interested.
Joe Kyle was such a big head. Though.
I don't know.
I do have a big head.
Not like that.
I can't
though.
Deny that. Yeah.
I'm like Megamind. Megamind was a good movie too, by the way.
Yeah, speaking of Scataboo, some people have speculated that Hugh's upset that Scataboo got injured today.
Ooh.
That's sort of thrown him off.
Is he on your fantasy team?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Why do you like Scataboo so much?
He's been called Hugh Scataboo.
No, you know what's funny? We were talking about it yesterday. The way he plays hard, and we kind of knew that it was only a matter of time. You never wish for anybody to get hurt, but you was just like, man, this cat played hard. So when he got hurt, it was like, man, you just kind of hate that it happened the way that it happened.
Yeah, and it was tough to watch that.
That was tough to watch.
Lies and deception from Hugh Douglas today.
Agreed. 1,000%.
What I lied to see.
What do we
about?
Think that was about? Do we know?
You had to be about the Bryce Harper stuff.
These are better
that
without
be a Bryce Harper loyalist.
Maybe. The deception, I'm not sure of.
Lies,
the
yeah.
The lies. Lies track.
Yeah, totally.
It's every day.
Ike is on the gummies again.
Yeah, I filled in for Ike last week.
What do you mean you filled in?
Yeah, they had to do a picture. And Ike wasn't here, so I needed another black person, and I filled in for him.
That could not have been the request.
We got another one. We got it. A little bit heavier, a little shorter, but we got him. We got you.
Team player, Hugh Douglas.
Yeah. I tell you, I'm in it for the long haul, man.
Yep, that's good. Uplifting, trash, and Stinkston, yet chasing A.J. Brown out of town. We have to have a discussion about Hugh Douglas.
Well, top piece is my frat brother, so I know, but don't we
keep things box and beans on this show?
Well, he don't play no more. He coaches, no, so it don't mean no difference.
I know, but he wasn't a very good player.
And he was all right.
Okay,
he just had that one moment where you know he got.
We don't even need to say he was all right.
We don't need to lie to the audience.
I'm just saying he was all right.
Yeah. People here watched
to that Sean Taylor moment. Rest in peace. Who wants to take that hit though? Because he probably would have put Pink to sleep. Pink was only like 130 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to take it from Sean Taylor.
He was going to put Pink to sleep on that one.
Totally. Yeah, just move the Sean Taylor moment from 20 years ago.
Yeah, he was about to put
And Sean
to
Taylor
sleep.
Was a great football player. Yeah,
but I like what Pink said. Hey, I lost it in the light. Sure you did.
Didn't Aguilar do that one time, too? I lost in the lights. Yeah, somebody asked him if he lost in the lights. He's like, yeah.
I think the game was in Atlanta.
Yeah, somebody gave him out.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, yes, sure. Lost in the lights.
That'll work.
I hope Nick Sirianni is showing the team all these things Hugh Douglas is saying today.
Agreed. That'd be awesome.
He does, I don't care. Well, and I'm going to still go over there and speak to coach.
You can take credit for when they start playing.
Yeah. And be like, yo, coach, hey, I'm still going to speak. They're going to probably still give me the side eye. I don't care. I get the side eye every time I go over there. But I don't care.
Yeah, nothing's going to change.
Right. If Hugh brings up his parlay one more time on a victory Monday, throw him in the Chauncey Billups investigation.
You know what? I like that.
Now, do we prefer Chauncey Douglas or Hugh Billups?
Listen, Chauncey Douglas.
First of all,
come on,
I can
Chauncey.
Tell y'all safely that I'm marked safe from all of those
poker games.
I'm marked because the money they betting. Man, I ain't betting that.
You go in there with $2, they laugh you out of the room.
Like, listen, I'd be like, man, y'all better kiss my ass. What's the pot? Oh no, I'm out.
Yeah, that's how I know. If you ever get embroiled in a illegal gambling scandal, I'd be like, that's not him. This guy won't bet more than $2. Bucks.
He bet no more than $2.
No way.
By the way, I bet on that Jalen Hurts MVP odds.
Good. That's not how much you put on?
$2? $2.
$2.
Wow.
My $44 come January. You're going to be.
I'll be living, I don't know.
That's right.
See, y'all, it's not about the actual money amount. It's about the win.
So you know what the cool part about the betting on the futures awards are?
Mm-hmm.
That cash out, right? Like, let's say Jalen has another 4-touchdown game. He becomes a co-favorite. You can take that cash out, and you don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, I'm going to take the FAA.
I know you would, yeah.
Yep. Chauncey Douglas for you. All right, one more real quick. The nerve of Hugh Douglas to make fun of Terry Bradshaw and then immediately turn around and tell us the Panthers put up a good fight against Buffalo.
You know what?
It was the most ridiculous thing. They lost 40-9.
First of all, it was like 12-3, like in the beginning of the game. So that, like, I was like, okay, they've got a shot.
But isn't that like saying the Giants?
It's always 0-0 at the beginning of every game, Hugh.
Hey, you know what? I did think it, when I said that, I was like, damn, that's kind of ironic. You talking bad about Terry?
They lost by 31 at home.
And you sat here, and you said they put up a pretty good fight. I was like, boy, you got a lot of nerve. Yes, I do.
Yep.
I feel like Bryce Harper. Got a lot of nerve.
And like Bryce Harper, you're getting no more money.
Hugh's Panthers again, by the way.
I know.
Hugh has
a
tendency to prop up the Panthers for some reason.
No, I don't.
Earlier, he was speculating the Packers could lose the Panthers this weekend before our game.
Yeah, I was. Like, I'm looking. Listen,
come on, talking about their uniforms.
No, listen. Because I'm looking
Did
for
you
that.
Always want to be a Panther?
I'm looking for that quick hit. I'm looking for that lick. No.
What does that mean?
Carolina. That means that I'm looking for that underdog that's going to come through and have me living high
They're
on the hog.
11.5-point dogs.
Somebody going to be upset this week, I think it might be Green Bay. I'm hoping it's
Andy
Green
Dalton
Bay.
Played yesterday for the Panthers. Where in the world are you?
I got to tell you, I don't think we want Green Bay to lose this week.
I agree.
We can't have them looking for a bounce back against us at home.
That's a good point. Because they'd be desperate not to kind of fall out of the division
We need them to beat Carolina comfortably, actually.
Yeah. That's a good point, yeah. It is nice that we're on a bye and they have to play a game, right? Like, we have the big rest advantage heading into that week, so we shall see. All right, we didn't get to everyone today. We apologize for that. Afternoon show's coming up in just a couple minutes. They will, I'm sure, take everyone's phone calls here. But, Hugh, we got a Monday night game tonight. Chiefs going to drag the Commanders of Mariota out there?
Bring forth the sacrificial lamb!
Yeah, it's probably going to happen that
Marcus
way.
Marcus Mariota. See, I was trying to figure out the over for passes completed. I ain't know.
But if they're down, he may have to throw a lot in the second half.
Marcus Mariota, man, they about to trounce the Commodores. Mm.
You lay in the 11.5 with the Chiefs? It's a big number.
The point? No. You know, I'm taking I probably could make money, a little bit of money.
Money line on a $2 Chiefs bet's going to win cents.
Yeah, they ain't going to win me no.
What are you doing?
Yeah, let me see.
Just save the money, Hugh. Bet it next week. All right.
That's a donation.
Yeah, there's no reason for that. All right. You guys have a great rest of your day. Afternoon show is coming up next, as always, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.